Dear friends and family of Don Levine, especially to the children that are here for Mark and also for Linda, God's peace be with you. I pray that today is, again, just one step in many steps towards greater comfort and hope in our Lord Jesus. I want to start by just painting a picture for you and just talking about that picture. I've been told that a mother eagle goes to work to build a home for her eaglets in a very specific way. Maybe you know this. The first thing that a mother eagle does is it searches for a location of the nest for her eaglets that no predator can find. Typically, that's at a location that's high above anything else, maybe a telephone pole or out on the edge of a cliff. Something with a drop-off. Nothing can get into that nest. It's safe and protected. The next thing that a mother eagle does is she goes out to build that nest with items that can build a safe place to protect her eaglets. But the items she chooses are very peculiar, actually. And you might see this when you see an eagle's nest. She chooses sharp objects, sharp sticks, a glass that may be jagged, maybe even cut off pieces of plastic found on the side of the road. It doesn't seem to be a good, those don't seem to be really helpful items to build a nest. But then she goes on with one more step. The mother eagle always does this. She lines the inside of that nest with all those pokey objects with soft material to create a safe and protected home for her eaglets. But that is not the home of her eaglets. They don't belong in the nest. At the right time, the mother eagle removes the soft lining of the nest so that those pieces poke. That nest is no longer a comfortable place to be. But the poking of those objects play a purpose because those eaglets reach their home. Their destination is not in the nest. An eagle's destination is in the air, soaring and flying. What an amazing process a mother eagle goes through to get her eaglets to the place they need to be, where they're meant to be, soaring in the air. I share that story with you because I think that actually captures a little bit of what we're talking about today and what we're thinking about today, Don's passing, Don's death. You see, in a way, what the Bible teaches is that this place that we live, earth, is not our home. Ultimately, heaven is our home. Don lived a great life. I think you all heard it. You experienced it, right, as a family, kids and grandchildren, I know, and friends. We heard it right here. That's not to say that there weren't any challenges. I know that there must have been challenges through life. But boy, could you just hear the blessings that were poured out in what I just read from the daughter-in-law. Blessings of a marriage, 53 years with his wife, Lori. And those blessings bubbled out and produced a wonderful family, Mark, Linda, Ron. Those blessings bubbled out even more to grandchildren. Those blessings bubbled out even more to a wonderful career in which Don was able to touch different lives and live with the joy of having a career that he was passionate about. Not everybody has that. He did. That bubbled up into great recreation. It sounded like he really enjoyed hiking and fishing and being in the great outdoors. It bubbled up even more in the passion of loving board games. I loved one of the postings in Damas on their page. It said that one of the friends of the children always remembered going into their home and playing a game, and by the end of the game, he was right in there with a bowl of popcorn wanting to finish the game out. I love that. And I especially loved hearing that his favorite game was Yahtzee. I can relate to that as well. As good as life was for Don here on earth, you and I might come to the conclusion that it would never end, that it would just go on forever and ever. But here's the truth. Earth, this place, was not his home. Don knew that. He knew that. And God knew that. And so what we're talking about today is that I'm not saying that God caused the pain and sorrow in the last few years, but I would say this, that some of that pain and sorrow and even his ultimate death are a way of getting him ultimately to the place where he was meant to be, in heaven with Jesus. That place is described in our gospel, John chapter 14. And by the way, Don heard this over and over, over and over again. And in this text from John chapter 14, there are three statements of Jesus that describe this home that we believe in. It's called heaven. And I just want to cover those three statements clearly. The first is this. Jesus says, "It is a place, my Father's house is has many rooms." That's the first thing he says. Don's home is a place with many rooms. I imagine, and some passages call this a mansion. In other words, it's a place that's really hard to describe, but it's absolutely spectacular and better than anything we could ever imagine, Jesus is saying with that little phrase right there. Now, as great and as fantastic as Don's life was, and we read about here, I think we would all agree we wouldn't want his life to continue the way that it had been over the last few months. I think we would all agree with that, the struggle and pain and hardship. Now, there are some people that might say life should just go on forever and we should do everything we can to make sure we live as long as we can. And we certainly do want to live as long as we can and be here for the people that God wants us to serve and be with. But the reality of it is that life does not last forever. We have a home that's there for us. And what does that home look like? Clouds, angels, harps, who knows? But what I'm going to put my hope on and encourage all of us to place our hope on are these words of Jesus. It's a place with many rooms, a mansion that's better than anything that we could ever imagine. Now, the second thing that Jesus says about this home that Don was meant to be in and ultimately live in is that Jesus says, "I go to prepare that place for you." Jesus said those words to his disciples right before he was going to die. They had been with Jesus for 3 years, we know, had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, had many conversations. What a comfort it must have been for these disciples to know that they didn't just have a home, but they had someone that was going to go before them and prepare that place for them and take care of every detail. Linda, the night before Don passed away, you called me. This is somewhere around 8 o'clock, I think. We had a time there in the room to read scripture. It was just powerful just walking in to hear those hymns that you had playing on the phone, and we said some prayers, and then we said the Lord's Prayer, and in that, I believe Don was praying with us, by the way, in that moment. In that Lord's Prayer, we said these words, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Don was praying those words right before he died. The next morning, he would pass away. What those words suggest is that there is one who forgives us our sins, Jesus. And that's the way he prepares the place for where we're going. In that moment, all of Don's sins, all of his missteps, all of his faults, as great as a person that he was, there were those faults and sins. Jesus took care of them completely. He wiped them away clean. That's the way he prepared this special place for Don in heaven. So that Don could have a clean slate and live there forever. The reality of it is that you and I, we can't go and prepare a place that we've never been to. None of us have been to heaven. But the comfort is, we have one that has been there before and who has the perfect clean slate, never sinned. And he gives those who follow him that perfection so that they can go live in that home, that mansion. Jesus then makes a final statement I just want to uplift again here, that where I am, you may be also. Life has a way to teach us that we don't have, life can really go in a way in which we don't think there's much hope, or there's a dead end, or that we're all alone. And Don, in the last few years, you might have thought that because Don was living in a wonderful care facility, but he was living alone. There were changes. Lori had passed away. Routines in life had changed. COVID happened over the last year. The thought would be, Don's living alone. But you know that wasn't true. Jesus was with him in life. Death, too, can lead us to thinking that we're alone, that it's a dead end, that there isn't any hope. But for the Christian, that's not true. Jesus is with us in death. That last statement is big, that where I am, you may be also. Don's not alone. Don's with Jesus. Now, don't believe those words, or we shouldn't believe those words just because they're in a book. We shouldn't believe those words just because a grandparent believed them, or a great-grandparent, or a great-great-grandparent believed them. We believe them because the person that spoke them conquered death. And he's paved the way for Don and each one of us to live in that mansion with him forever. I pray that that is your peace and your confidence and your comfort today, but also in those days ahead. Amen. Let's just take a moment and pray, and we'll close out our time. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for time to just let Jesus speak to us. We're filled with emotions, sadness, sweet memories. We thank you for how Jesus' words penetrate to our hearts. There is a home with many rooms. Jesus has prepared that place, and it's a place where we can be with him forever. May that bring comfort and hope for the family of Don and for each person here today. Amen.